We want to welcome you to another broadcast from Unity Baptist Church in Athens, Tennessee. This is Pastor Mark Latham, along with the congregation of our church. We hope that this broadcast will be a help to believers and that it will point the lost to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look in Isaiah chapter 5. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. There's 30 verses in this chapter, and I'm going to try to read all 30 of them. I ain't going to preach out of all 30 of them, but I want you to understand what's going on in this chapter. It'll give context and that to how we're going to preach tonight. And in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1, "Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it and gathered out of the stones thereof and planted it with a choice vine and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes? And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste, it shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold oppression; for righteousness, but behold a cry. Woe unto them that join house to house, that lay field to field, till there be no place that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth. In mine ears, said the Lord of hosts, of a truth, many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair, without inhabitant. Yea, 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and the seed of a homer shall yield an ephah. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them. And the harp and the viol, the tabret and pipe and wine are in their feast. But they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Therefore my people are gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore hail hath enlarged herself, and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory, and their multitude, and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Then shall the lambs feed after their manner, and the waste places of the fat ones shall strangers eat. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as it were with a cart rope, that say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. Woe unto them that call good, that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward, and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust. Because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them, and has smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And he will lift up an ensign to the nations from far, and will hiss unto them from the end of the earth. And behold, they shall come with speed swiftly. None shall be weary nor stumble among them. None shall slumber nor sleep. Neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latchet of their shoes be broken. Whose eyes are sharp and all their bows bent. Their horses' hoofs shall be counted like flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. Their roaring shall be like a lion. They shall roar like young lions. Yea, they shall roar and lay hold of the prey, and shall carry it away safe, and none shall deliver it. And in that day they shall roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one look into the land, behold darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened in the heavens thereof. You can be seated. Thank you. Heavenly Father, help us for now while we might preach. Lord, we love you, and we just ask you now to touch. If there's one lost, save them. If there's one that has a need, I pray that you'd meet that need tonight. I pray you'd clear our mind and give us a good thought pattern. And just help us tonight while we might preach. We cannot preach on our own. And we love you and we thank you. Believe this will be the message for the hour. God, we now beg you for help. I tell you that we love you. Thank you for loving us. And save that sinner's nearest tale for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Well, got there at the end of praying. Must have sucked some dust down. As we look at this chapter right here, and we see this passage of that Isaiah has wrote, and he is talking about a time when God is going to judge the nation of Israel and the nation of Judah. Now, it's not a happy time. It's not a great time. But if you look at how God described the nation of Israel and the nation of Judah, about in the first seven verses, he described them as a vineyard. And he said, I planted the choice vine. He said, I planted the best vine that I could there in verse 2. He done everything that he could to make it as good as he could. In verse 4, he said, what could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? He said, what more could I have done? Can I ask you tonight, church, as I preach out of this scripture, what more could have God done for our nation? What more could have God done for our church tonight? He's actually dealing with his people. Let me say tonight that the nation of Israel and that got away from God because of prosperity. Do you realize that tonight? He warned them of that in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and in Deuteronomy chapter 8. I want you to take your Bible by way of introduction tonight and look in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Look at what he told them over here as he was getting them prepared to go in to the promised land. And can you say tonight, would you agree tonight that we're one of the most blessed nations that there's ever been? I mean, one of the greatest nations on the face of the earth. I mean, God put his church. After England turned God away and they come over here and that for religious freedom, God made a line out of this nation to carry the gospel unto the lost and dying world that they might get saved. And in all that process, you know what he's done? He blessed us beyond compare. If you look in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and look in verse 6, and he said, in these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house, and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have... Let me stop right here. He started with the word of God, didn't he? He said, every place you turn and you look and you have, you put the word of God. There's a reason for that. There was a reason that God wanted his word not only in their eye, eyes, but in their heart. And it says right here, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells dig which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, then thou shalt have eaten. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And I say tonight that our nation has forgot what made us a nation tonight. Can I say that our nation, that our leaders have forgot how they got to where they are. I believe tonight the church has forgot how we've got to where we're at tonight. Listen, some of y'all can remember when church was church. I'm not talking about tonight about coming in and shouting, boy, what a... I love to listen to them old timers talking. I'm talking about when folk used to love each other, I would come in, take care of each other, cared for one another. And I mean, church was just church. But he said, we've got a problem in Isaiah chapter 5. He said, I planted the choice vine, but it's brought forth a wild vine. And God said, here is what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to take down the hedges that are about it. What did he say right here? Look at what he said in verse 5. He said, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up. And break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. God said, I'm going to take away what protects my vineyard. I understand what this verse is, these verses. Listen, I'm drawing a spiritual application. He is dealing with the nation of Israel. I understand that. I understand that we're not spiritual Israel. There is no theology, and that on a replacement theology tonight. But listen, I do believe that we can draw a spiritual parallel and that to the nation tonight of Israel. And God said, I've had a hedge about my vineyard, but what I'm going to do is let it get took down. And he says, I'm going to let everybody and everything come in and let it eat it up and let it be trodden down. You know, that's why they built the tower in the vineyard. You notice what he said right here when he was building this. He said, and he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with choice vines and built a tower in the midst of it. He fenced it to keep critters and varmints and people out. Because by the way, you know what did the Bible say over in the Song of Solomon? Wasn't it that it's the little foxes that spoil the vines? They would come in and eat on the vines, you know. Listen, it's the varmints that would come in. And not only, they built the tower not only to look out over the vineyard and to watch all of it to make sure nothing came in. That way they could watch also when it was time to harvest all that. They could look and overlook the whole vineyard and see what was going on. And can I tell you, God's in the tower tonight and he's overlooking the whole vineyard as to what's going on. And he says, I'm going to let this get tore down. I want you to look in this passage of Scripture tonight. There are six woes pronounced upon the people. He pronounces six and the reasons why he pronounces six. He tells us why and what's going to happen to them. And so we find, I want to look at these woes tonight and preach on a nation full of woe. And I believe that if there's ever been a time that our nation is in trouble, it's tonight. Somebody sent my wife a little funny text that said that I always wanted to know what it was like during the Civil War, during the riots of the 60s, during the Dust Bowl. And I mean, just went on with three or four more, but just didn't want to know all at one time. Amen. And we've got it all going on at one time. Now, I don't want to be a preacher of gloom and doom tonight. But friend, I'm going to tell you, nations cannot go on in sin, and nations cannot go on rejecting God and Him not bring judgment.
My name is in the book of life. Thank you for listening to another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church. If you would like to contact the church, write to Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. That's Unity Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1268, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Or you can email the church at ubcathens@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again for another broadcast from the Unity Baptist Church.